Robert Stein, Robert Stein, the second, 7179. Did you do a testosterone on him? Mr. Stein is a 44-year-old gentleman. No, he works for the post office. Comes in today with tiredness, fatigue, medication refill, sleep apnea, which has refused to do anything about. Diabetes out of control. Last A1C was 9.7. Okay. Issues with hyperlipidemia, taking his medication, but doesn't know what. He says they're all in a, his wife puts him up for him, but he doesn't know if he's taking the Januvia that was started on 2/20/2/24 or not. He's taking the glipizide, 5 milligram, 3 times a day, metformin, 1,000 milligram BID. He thinks so, in quotation, period. In the paragraph, we talked about his weight. His weight today was at 292 pounds. It keeps going up. He was at 288 last year for his physical. I told him that with his weight gain, he's a setup for developing all kinds of complications with his diabetes, including diabetic neuropathy, retinopathy, neuropathy, coronary artery disease, and a slew of other issues. Period. In the paragraph, he tells me that one time he lost weight with Victoza, his sugar was controlled. We talked about different modalities, i.e. Mounjaro and or Ozempic, and he would like to try that again after much counseling. Family history, hypertension, Ault cell carcinoma, no colon cancer, colonoscopy, not interested till he's 50, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, diabetic neuropathy, eye exam years ago, he needs an eye exam, surgery, tonsils and hernia surgery, medication, see the medication list opposite page that we've been keeping up with, allergy, latex and adhesives, COVID, no COVID immunization, then did we talk about allergies? Yeah, latex and adhesives. Medication reviewed, social, no smoking, no drinking, he works for the post office, he's married, medical problems as above, he's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress, he weighs 292 pounds, his obesity is in the morbid obesity, his BMI is in the morbid obesity range. 98%, 98.2, 2079, 176 over 109. He doesn't know if he took his medication this morning or not. But his blood pressure is normally controlled, he says, when he is taking all his medication. Let's see. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, shows and JVD, skin shows, no rash, or mucosal, dermatology, logical, non-focal. First of all, we need to for him to bring all his medication so I can go over it and see what the hell he's taking. Second, his blood pressure keeps being elevated, and he says, but as long as he takes his medicine, he's okay, but it still is elevated. Third, he needs to see an eye doctor. Fourth, check his testosterone, check his blood work. Next number, I told him he needs to get real. He's going to end up dead in the next 10 years if he doesn't take care of his diabetes. We talked him into starting Mounjaro, trying to lose the weight. He does have sleep apnea, by the way. Huge right ventricle. He's refused workup in the past. Continues to refuse. He has hypogonadism, and hasn't done much about that either. His hemoglobin A1C continues to rise. Next number, he does have carotid stenosis. Next number, he does have PVD, mild though. Next number is pitolidema multifactorial. Next number is check blood work today, including testosterone. Next one is check PSA. Next number is start Mounjaro. Mounjaro, 2.5, then increase to 5. Next one is renal insufficiency. Next one is continued previous medication. Next one is check blood sugars and bring with him in 2 weeks when he gets the 2 to 5 milligram of Mounjaro. Next one is hyperlipidemia, recheck. Next number, history of BPH. Next number, we'll check his testosterone, but expect to be low given his amount of sleep apnea. Next number, I told him that I can write all these down and talk to him about it, but if he doesn't do anything about it, he's still going to end up dead with a stroke, blind, on hemodialysis, or some kind of issue down the road. And he says he understands. We'll see how he does with the medications that we're going to start today. Overall prognosis is poor unless he does something with his lifestyle, with his activity level, and with his medication. Next time we bring your medication list to me in the next few hours, so I can go over them. Next time just check blood pressure at home. Next time just check blood sugar at home. Those are all a must. Thank you.